You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 9:20. We're just a couple of weeks away from summer vacation from school. Yeah, a lot of kids getting excited about being done with school for the summer. But what happens to their brains during the summer when they're not going to school every day, when they're not learning? There is a lot of demand for summer learning programs. How do working parents manage the summer months for their kids? There's a huge new study of more than 30,000 U.S. parents called The Summer Struggle. Joining us right now to talk more about this, the executive director of the After School Alliance, Jody Grant. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
And the vice president of youth development at the Wallace Foundation, which supports summer programs, Gigi and Tony. Gigi, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Let's start with talking about what this new After School Alliance study finds. Jody, can talk a little bit more about that?
So the After School Alliance surveyed more than 30,000 parents, and what we found was that summer is really a struggle for far too many of them. So half of the parents who want summer programs for their kids don't have access, and the biggest barrier is cost. So when we look at low-income parents, it's only 13% of kids are in summer programs, where for higher-income kids, it's almost 50%. So we need to do more for our low-income families and more of our middle-income families who are really struggling to find summer programs that are available to take care of their kids.
Gigi, why are these summer programs so important?
Summer programs are important because they help kids be prepared for school next year. So they have impact on their academic achievement, but also they give kids an opportunity to learn new things, to be in relationship with other young people, to make connections with caring adults. And summer is a time when both juvenile crime is increased, but also crimes against young people also increase. So there's safety issues, and not just for elementary, but for our middle and our high school students as well.
Jody, are we making progress in creating more summer programs, or are we taking a step back, or have things just kind of stayed flat? Where are we at on that?
So, I think we need to be doing a lot more. I think the good news is the quality of the programs and the research, and that's in thanks to, you know, the Wallace Foundation and other philanthropic outlets. The quality of the programs is extraordinary, and demand keeps going up because more and more parents want these programs for their kids. But as we see costs increase, there's just not enough resources to go around for our low and middle income kids. So we need more to be done federally, statewide, and at the local level so that cost isn't a barrier for any parent or any child.
How do we fill the gap then to make summer programs more available to more kids?
I think we fill the gap by building public support. I think that what we're seeing when we talk to voters and we talk to parents is across the board, doesn't matter, Republican, Independent, Democrat, people want us to be investing more in summer learning and in after school. And that's because they know not only does it keep kids safe, but it's creating all sorts of learning environments to help them succeed. While at the same time, it's helping our working families so they can keep their jobs and preparing our workforce of the future. So I think we just need to raise our voices, let all of our elected officials know that this is a priority. And, you know, in Michigan, there's some wonderful investments happening in this space, and we need to increase those so that we really can have summer opportunities for all of our kids.
All right. Yep. Go ahead, Gigi.
No, I'm just agreeing.
Okay, very good. Where can we go for more information?
AfterSchoolAlliance.org.
And WallaceFoundation.org.
All right. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.